My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge issued a temporary injunction against the Trump administration's buyout for federal employees.
For the moment, the buyout plan remains in limbo. At a hearing Monday, Boston-based federal judge George O'Toole said he would leave his temporary stay in place until he decides whether to impose an injunction. Federal workers' unions have sued to block the buyout, arguing the president has no legal authority to offer payouts through September, with agency funding currently set to run out next month.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump expected to sign off on imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as today. A busy round of confirmation votes this week in the Senate, including Director of Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. to lead Health and Human Services. Your 2 cents worth may become a thing of the past. President Trump calling on the Mint to stop production of the penny, saying it's wasteful and costs more to make the 1 cent coin. Plenty of pennies remain in circulation. This is ABC News. With egg shortages getting worse due to bird flu, more stores are now implementing limits on the number of eggs you can buy.
With social media lighting up, showing some people overbuying eggs and grabbing up everything a store has to offer, kind of like toilet paper during the pandemic, now stores including Trader Joe's are implementing limits. Trader Joe's telling ABC News it will limit customers to one carton of eggs per day, no more filling up a shopping cart with eggs. Costco stores are also beginning to limit egg purchases as more Costco customers are complaining eggs are sold out within a few minutes of a store opening. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Opening statements underway in the trial of Hadi Matar, accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie in 2022 during an event in Western New York. Matar, who was 24 years old at the time, is accused of rushing on stage and stabbing Rushdie multiple times, leaving him blind in one eye. Prosecutors say Rushdie is expected to testify. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Gain Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gain Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.
Guys, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Your special sweetheart deserves flowers, candy bouquets, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage. Order early and your gift will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Missy and the staff can create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift from the Cottage downtown Durand.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. A slight chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 16, west winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of evening snow, partly cloudy late, low 9 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 5 above. Wednesday, cloudy, a chance of afternoon snow, highs near 11. Be listening for Durant, Arkansas girls basketball. The Lady Panthers at Prescott. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7 tonight. Here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, a Republican-authored bill would reverse State Superintendent Jill Underley's overhaul of how the Department of Public Instruction measures student achievement on state tests. The state Supreme Court race is getting expensive. January campaign finance reports show the campaign of Dane County Judge Susan Crawford raising $2.8 million and that of Waukesha County Judge and former Attorney General Brad Schimmel raising $2 million. The winner of the April 1st election will serve a 10-year term. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024. According to the annual climate summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison, the past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895. Last year was also the 13th wettest on record in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to save on supplies for your furry and feathered friends at Fleet Farm's Paws and Claws event. Get a free $15 gift card for every $75 you spend on Purina pet products. And stock up on Pine Tree Farm's suet cakes, multiple flavors, 5 for $5. While you're at it, pick up 20 pounds of KT Basic Blend Bird Food, sale priced at $7.99. Stop in and get everything you need for all your pets, all at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. Amplify Health, Mondovi, affiliated with Gunderson and Tri-County Hospital. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Heartland Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 40-year-old Abby Flynn of Maiden Rock was traveling eastbound on 210th Avenue when she lost control and entered the ditch. Flynn was taken to Advent Health in Durand with undetermined injuries. The man arrested in the armed robbery of the Circle C gas station in Menominee in 2024 was sentenced Friday in Dunn County Court. Andrew Horner was charged with armed robbery after he threatened to kill the clerk at the Circle C while holding a large machete-style knife during the robbery. Horner was sentenced to 15 years in prison, 7 years of extended supervision, and must pay $964 in restitution. A hazard that's been sitting in Olmsted County for nearly 40 years will be cleared thanks to the use of county and state dollars. 800,000 tires that are located behind the Haverhill Township Hall will be removed thanks to a $500,000 grant that Olmsted County received from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Now, the county will also contribute $350,000 towards the project. The old tire dump will then be made into a solar field. The removal of the tires is set to begin March 1st. It's hoped to be completed by June 1st. A Minnesota rescue dog took home top honors at the Puppy Bowl on Sunday. Foxtrot, a collie from Port Haven, was named Most Valuable Puppy after a standout performance in the annual Animal Planet event. His efforts helped Team Fluff score a 68-66 win over Team Ruff with a last-second touchdown. Another Pet Haven pup, Potato, also played for the winning team. The shelter did celebrate Foxtrot's achievements, calling it a proud moment for their rescue. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident in Spring Lake Township Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 34-year-old Felicia Biagi of Durand was traveling southbound on Highway CC when she lost control and collided with a northbound vehicle driven by 56-year-old James Claflin of Hager City. Claflin and his passenger, 55-year-old Diane Claflin, were both taken to Western Wisconsin Health, while Biagi later died of her injuries at Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A former Menominee High School paraeducator was sentenced Friday in Dunn County Circuit Court for sexually assaulting a student. Authorities charged 23-year-old Quentin Williams with three counts of sexual assault of a child in 2023 after a student told authorities that she had a relationship with Williams after talking with him on Snapchat. Williams was sentenced to 1 year in jail, 5 years probation, must register as a sex offender for 15 years, and cannot work with people under the age of 18. The McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is the new owner of land on the east side of Chippewa Falls. The school announced that it purchased 57 acres of vacant land from the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis. In a press release, they said this land, formerly known as County Farm, is located south of the former hospital building near the Chippewa River. The vision for the land is still unfolding, but McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is calling the purchase a transformational moment for MACS. The press release states that they plan to use the land for outdoor classrooms and nature studies in the near future. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is welcoming a hypothetical endorsement from President Trump. On Sunday, Schimmel told WISN-TV's Upfront, who wouldn't want the endorsement of the sitting president? He said, whether you like what Trump is doing or not, anyone has to acknowledge that he's accomplished an awful lot since November 5th. President Trump hasn't endorsed Schimmel in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race. Schimmel and Susan Crawford are running for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election will be held April 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
A large crack has formed on Lake Winnebago. The Calumet County Sheriff's Department said the crack was just south of Fargo Springs Road and runs from east to west, where multiple vehicles fell into the water. Officials always warn everyone no ice is 100% safe. And they remind ice fishermen to make sure to check with local fishing clubs for up-to-date ice conditions. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Byron relives 500 victory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush. The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax now on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Last season, William Byron captured one of the biggest prizes in sports, the Daytona 500. The Hendrick Motorsports driver looks back on that special day in dreamlike wonder, struggling to remember all the details after the checkers and during the whirlwind victory lane when he joined the elite 500 club.
Well, I think it was just way bigger than I could ever imagine. I really don't remember a lot about victory lane. I do remember a lot of the snippets throughout the week and weekend, and I think it was just a whirlwind. If I could do it over and win that race again, I would definitely take everything in a lot more, but yeah, it was really special.
Hear more from Byron tonight on NASCAR Live presents The 500 Club at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Bucks will play on back-to-back days. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After yesterday's 135-127 victory over Philadelphia, the Bucks back home tonight, playing host to the Golden State Warriors. Bucks will play the rest of the first half without Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's sidelined with a left calf injury and has been shut down through the All-Star break. It means he'll miss next weekend's All-Star game, the NBA naming Atlanta's Trae Young as Giannis's replacement. Philadelphia captured its second Super Bowl title, rolling to a 40-22 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday in New Orleans. Chiefs missing their chance to three-peat. Wisconsin climbed in both men's top 25 basketball polls up to 15th in the coaches' poll and 16th in the AP poll. Marquette dropped to 16th in the coaches, 18th in the writers' poll. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team, WCHA regular season champs for the 10th time. They wrapped up the title Saturday, then finished off the series sweep with a 6-1 victory over the Gophers yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now hiring State Park System seasonal staff. Open positions are available across the Badger State. More details when we return, but first, welcome back.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR is hiring seasonal staff for Wisconsin state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. This unique and rewarding opportunity allows potential employees to use their skills or discover new ones. Seasonal staff are responsible for outdoor and facility maintenance, groundskeeping work, and customer service for property visitors. Limited-term seasonal positions provide valuable experience for a career in natural resources. The work typically starts in the spring to early summer and extends through late summer to fall, with flexibility depending on the candidate's availability and property needs. Positions are available across the state from the urban natural spaces of Milwaukee to the forest of northern Wisconsin and the islands and shores of the Great Lakes. Positions include park rangers, assistant naturalist guides, groundskeepers, natural resources educators, and many other roles. To apply, visit wisc.jobs and search for parks. That's WISC.jobs and search parks. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon with some light snow possible by late today into this evening. It's not going to be much, but dusting is possible. 16 our high today. Tonight down to 9 below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 6. Get the bathroom you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Monday, by the way, as we take a look at the movement in this market. We obviously saw some higher numbers in the corn and in the cattle market. The soybeans, we don't know what direction they're thinking about going. We're going to dive more into that. And weather has been a big factor. Not only the weather we're seeing in South America, but the markets today had a lot of chatter about weather going on here in the Midwest and into the southern region of wheat growing areas. We're going to take a look at that and a whole lot more factors that are weighing in as PJ Conrad joins us today. He is with Trade-Offs. And I think let's just start there. You know, weather, we've been fortunate, I don't know. It depends on which side of the coin you want to be on, PJ. But I mean, we're not getting snow. We need the moisture. But areas to the south are set to get some snow. But again, these bitterly cold temperatures, there's just a lot of factors that are leveling up, especially when you look at the winter wheat. And I heard some early dormancy issues were happening in part of the south before that last cold snap.
Oh, most definitely. And like you said, the weather has been not advantageous towards moisture by any means. It'd be nice to get a snow just for that reason, but I don't really want the 10 degree weather that comes with that typically. So we'll see what actually comes out of this cold snap and snow we get. And really you'd hope you'd see some heavy snow cover kind of to the south in Kansas and get at least some of that wheat protected, right? At least then it has a little bit of protection over the top of it over the cold that's going to come behind. So it's been an interesting winter, and you really go back to, I guess we got rains in November, but before that it was so dry too to end the summer. And as we look ahead to 25, I think all those are factors that go through our minds and a farmer's mind, right? Where's this weather going to go? And the beauty that we talk about a lot, but the problem is we can't control it. And so you look at where we're headed now, whether that be, you know, Kansas City wheat finishing down six on the new crop contract, and you'd think it's really hovering there above the, 200-day moving average. And if it can hold that, you'd think maybe we see some higher prices, a run back towards seven. But at this point, it seems like it wants to chop, but that's the, I would say the whole markets in general right now don't really want to go anywhere outside of throw us a 10 to 20 cent range. And then we end up closing, you know, I think last week corn traded almost a 30 cent range. And we closed up five for the week. So it's a whole lot for nothing. And I guess the WASDE report coming tomorrow, Susan, and what's that going to look like? And you get those questions because USDA did make such a big change in January. Well, as we sit here today, usually the February report's like nothing to even talk about, but our exports have remained strong on the corn side of things. And can it remain as strong, I guess, becomes the end-all question. And I have a hard time thinking we can break above that $5 mark on the March contract in the short term. Maybe we do. I mean, our carryout's tight, but usually bulls need fed every day, and they got fed a little bit today. But are we going to try to run back to 460? I mean, that would seem like a logical thing that could happen, at least 470 to 460, somewhere in that pocket, we can run back to maybe before we put in higher prices. So my overall takeaway in talking to clients is also, you know, where are you at percent sold wise? And are you comfortable if we wake up and what's that 460? Because that's a kind of a real number we were at pre-report that we could easily go back to in the short term.
You know, it was really nice to see this morning, starting out with some export opportunities. Going to Mexico, obviously, they're in need of the grain. But after all this tariff chatter that's been going on, it was kind of refreshing to see their name listed in that report.
It was. I mean, it's crazy. We talk, it seems like every weekend, tariffs are the main headline in the markets. And then we get to Monday and we kind of shrug them off. And so that's one thing, when you start getting that news and then we get that export news and the market reacts appropriately, you just think, at what point is this actually going to take, or is this kind of a peaceful strength that we're pulling here? And I guess two sides of the coin, you don't know politically at what point we could throw those tariffs on and it's a done deal, big deal. But you also, I guess, to think about this positively, you know, this isn't the first time Trump's went down this path either. And so anytime you do something for a second time, you're probably better at it than you were the first. And so maybe it doesn't as intense or hard, but those conversations get pretty wide ranging as well. So it's definitely in the back of everyone's mind, or everyone, you know, especially in the soybean world. And I think no matter what happens on beans, we still have a ton of beans worldwide, and we need to be competitive worldwide price wise. And our dollar is stronger than it was, you know, the last time we went through this. So those are some things that kind of worry you about where this price structure could go. And it's February 10th, and you're, you know, 2 months, at least probably 2 months plus away from planting a crop. You also got to have the mindset of, if it is April 10th and I'm 0% sold and corn's at 420 and beans are at 10, do I like where I'm at? Or can I take some risk off the table today that maybe makes me feel better? But also, if the market's at 490 and 1150, am I still happy about making these sales? And so you hope these are the worst ones if that's your mindset of being a forward marketer. If not, that's fine. You just got to understand where you're trying to go, and then post-harvest and be able to ride the ups and downs. I mean, we're going to walk into a very volatile situation. Not that every year isn't, but you add more of a political spin to things in 2025 than you would have the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, you look at the way the soybeans traded today, and I mean, obviously it skirted on both sides of positive, and unchanged was kind of the theme for a while there. What is your thought on the way there just wasn't a lot of fire under that market today, either direction?
No, it's like we want to go up 10, down 10, you know, and it's actually beans are probably setting up for more of a pullback potentially. I mean, we need some sort of news to kind of jar them to go back higher, but we've slowly coming off those highs. We've failed at the 200-day moving average now, what, four times over the last 2.5 weeks. And you could say the same thing about corn bouncing on that $5 number as well, where we just hit it and get and back off. And so I really think you got to have some other catalyst that's going to push us above these key resistance levels, or you're going to see a pullback. Now, you know, how long ranging and how wide is that pullback? I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? And so I think it would seem to me funds are so long, which usually they'll add to those at some point, and we got a lot of unknowns weather-wise. But again, I go, you know, take tomorrow's report out of the equation even, and maybe you see some different things, but flip ahead to that March 31st report. I know that's whatever, 45 days away, give or take.
You're listening to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, with premium technology embedded in every tractor tire. Last week saw fresh legislation brought to the floor of the Senate that, if enacted, would bring back mandatory country of origin labeling for beef products. M-Cool, as it's called, has been contentious, and the new bill has the industry talking. I'll be back with more after this.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Last week, in a bipartisan showing, Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, and Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, introduced the American Beef Labeling Act. This legislation mandates that beef sold in the United States be labeled to indicate that it was born, raised, slaughtered, and packaged domestically. Senator Thune emphasized that South Dakota ranchers, known for producing high-quality beef, deserve a fair labeling system that provides consumers with basic information on the origin of their beef. However, this proposal has its critics. Some industry groups argue that reinstating M-Cool could lead to trade disputes and potential retaliatory tariffs from trade partners. They caution that such measures might disrupt international trade and negatively impact the broader ag economy. Now, mandatory country of origin labeling was originally enacted as part of the 2002 Farm Bill, and it was implemented for beef and pork in 2013. However, Canada and Mexico challenged the law at the World Trade Organization, arguing that it unfairly discriminated against imported livestock. The WTO ultimately ruled against the U.S., authorizing billions in retaliatory tariffs. Facing pressure from trade partners and domestic meat packers, Congress repealed M-Cool for beef and pork in 2015, though it does remain in place for other commodities like chicken and lamb. Adding another layer to this discussion is the current state of the World Trade Organization. Since December of 2019, the WTO's appellate body has been unable to deliver resolutions of trade disputes due to a lack of judges. Now, given the World Trade Organization's challenges, some experts believe that now is an opportune moment to reintroduce M-Cool. They argue that the diminished capacity of the World Trade Organization to enforce trade rules reduces the risk of international legal challenges against labeling policies. However, others caution that bypassing established international trade frameworks could lead to unforeseen consequences. Those risks have left the two largest cattle industry trade groups on opposite sides of the M-Cool legislation, and I'll have those details when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Yes, the potential reintroduction of mandatory country of origin labeling has been celebrated by both RCAF and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association as a way to provide clarity to U.S. consumers. But the legislation is currently opposed by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on the grounds that trade disruptions could lead to losses for producers. We'll keep watching the debate around the M-Cool issue. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon with some light snow possible by late today into this evening. It's not going to be much, but dusting is possible. 16 are high today. Tonight down to 9 below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 6. Get the bathroom you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile, pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Day I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile, pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying,
my lady had her first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn, looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey, he didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kinda went misty. He said, you can't find that here, 'cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late, dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair, eating burnt suppers the whole first year, and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass, and I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. Saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bunny, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, 'cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl, the way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes, so deep in love. Drank it up, 'cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Something bumping, thump, thump.
jumping on a wheel ride. The mix in our drink's a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll. You
us. Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base. But there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
Old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own, or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay?
What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. 'Cause his boots are always muddy and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change in.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Couldn't roll me a seven if you gave me loaded dice. I couldn't draw a hand if I sat here all night. Scared money, bad whiskey, there ain't no way to win. But this ain't the first time, it's the way it's always been. And you know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino, she'll pull you in and play with you a while. But there ain't no way to win. I know she's a lot like Reno. Both out to break it, take everything you got. When you finally win the hand, there ain't nothing in the pot. A gamble that I'm taking, but either one I choose, the lady or Reno, either way I lose. But you know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino, she'll pull you in and play with you a while. But there ain't no way to win, and I know she's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino,